Almost everyone involved in production agriculture is accustomed to a fire hose of data, accessible, reliable, unbiased information from the USDA. Steve Meyer, an economist who works with the pork industry, says 11 days without it has created a lot of mystery.
We don't know how many animals were harvested last week. We don't know what they weighed. We don't know how much meat was put on the market. We don't know what the prices being paid by wholesale buyers were. We don't know what those prices translated into farm-level prices were last week. So we're kind of shooting in the dark here.
USDA data helps level the playing field between farmers and the huge corporations they sell to. Pig farmers, for instance, use it to negotiate with a handful of huge packing houses that are, in most cases, their only customers. Without the USDA, Meyer says the little guys are at a disadvantage.
There are a lot of those sellers that only deal with one or two packers. That packer deals with 100 suppliers, and because of that difference in perspective on the market, the packer can know more about what's going on than the seller. And that really underlies why we have public information in the United States.
Farmers employ USDA numbers to help make decisions about what to raise, what to sell, and for how much. The government data helps them decide what they can afford to pay for land or farm equipment. Without it, says Daniel O'Brien, an economist at K-State, farmers are more likely to make costly mistakes.
You add to the risk of being surprised down the road.
Now, you might think that forcing farmers and traders to make big money decisions relatively uninformed would send commodity markets into a tizzy, but Chad Hart, an economist at Iowa State, says the markets are fine.
Thus far, you've seen very little movement.
In fact, prices of major crops like corn and soybeans have changed less in the last couple of weeks than they might normally within minutes of a big USDA crop report coming out, like the one we're missing today.
Well, I would say it's stable but apprehensive.
One reason nobody's freaking out yet, according to Hart, is the fact that the USDA isn't the only window on agriculture.
There are workarounds to this problem. There are alternative sources, not quite as extensive, but useful.
Some private firms will sell market data. News organizations collect it. Some farm publications are pleading for information from their readers or amassing what they can on social media. Meanwhile, Hart says farmers are working their sources.
They're doing a lot more talking with their local elevators, their seed salesmen, their crop insurance agent, basically trying to cobble together as many different sources of information as they possibly can to help fill in the missing USDA data.
This kind of scrambling means extra work and aggravation, of course, but actual financial pain is hard to find. Is anybody suffering?
At this point, from a lack of data, no. But I would relate this to a slowly evolving illness. By the time you really start to feel the symptoms, you're going to know you're going to slide down a while. You can feel that cold coming on before it hits you.
So the longer the government shutdown lasts, the more market conditions are likely to change unnoticed, and the harder food prices are likely to swing when USDA statisticians are allowed to get back to work. Frank Morris, Harvest Public Media.